Sister Spade here, don't touch that dial. Please stay a while. Courage and bravery are two words that we understand very well when we look at Ashura and Imam Ali lifting the door of Khaybar. But when we have to look at ourselves in this horrible often times that we live in, how does it apply to us? And how can we become one of the people who have those two qualities? So when we are during the days of Muharram and Ashura, and we're looking at the bravery and the courage of all the Shaheed of Karbala, we can understand what courage is. When we look at Imam Ali alayhi salam, when he lifts that door of Khaybar, we can understand what courage is. But what is our Khaybar today? And what does it mean for us to be in the camp of Imam Hussein today? Even though there is no Khaybar per se in our current day, and it may not look like there is a tent of Imam Hussein that we have to be included in, even so, there are significant events in everybody's life, significant behavioral struggles that we have to go past in order to live sometimes. When you wake up in the morning, do you need some encouragement or some inspiration to lift that head off the pillow? Are you struggling to find a job? Struggling to bring food to the table for your family? Or are you worried about your children's morality at a time and an environment where the morality is under the red line? And is it just a struggle to live and get by in life in general? Well, perhaps there's a common thread between all of these enormous struggles and challenges that we face every day. And that is to recognize, one, why are we here today at this end time? And don't forget that it's us who were chosen to be here at this end time. And two, are we living in the way that we can face our Imam and say, I lived my day for you? Because then, no matter if we don't get the job, no matter if we kick the bucket, or even if we may fear today for our children's safety, as long as we know that that day we spent alive was in serving our Imam, with our eyesight on his appearance, in his ghaib, then we know that we did not live and struggle that day in vain. And that may be, for us, the door of Khaybar, because it itself takes courage and bravery and a will to survive. Imam Ali alayhi salam said about the companions of the living Imam, may Allah hasten his reappearance, they are like the lions that are out of their dens. If they will, they can lift mountains. So go ahead and be that lion. Lift that mountain, even if that mountain is your head from the pillow in the morning that you just don't feel like you have the courage to wake up. Live another day for the sake of your living Imam. May Allah hasten his reappearance. Glad you stayed. Glad you woke up. Sister Spade.